This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you all for rolling this Tuesday morning. Well, look, it's been a couple days. I hope everyone had a chance to catch your breath. Hopefully enjoyed President's Day yesterday. And obviously the last, really, month has just been an all-time whirlwind as a Philadelphia sports fan and an all-time joyride, frankly. So a couple days for a lot of people to just maybe sit back and reflect. And today is a show, for the first time since the parade, we'll tackle it all. We'll do it with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Phil's in spring training. Sixer season is a mess. The Flyers, you know. We'll get to it all. We'll do it all with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richard Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Good morning, Johnny.
Takes about 2.6 pounds of grapes to make a bottle of wine.
6.2 pounds.
2.6 pounds.
2.6.
Of grapes.
Okay.
That's seems like a lot of fruit in a bottle of wine. That's about 700 grapes.
That sounds about
that's
right.
That's a lot.
Yeah, you squish them down.
You squish them down, but that's a ton of grapes. 2.6 pounds. It just feels like a lot of grapes.
Well, it does. Well, we had more than 2.6 pounds or 6.2 pounds of Philadelphians out there on. How about it, guys? Great job by everyone last week. What a ride it was, and what a day it was on Friday. Let's reflect on it at 215-592-9494. Our first show since the parade, what hit you? Thoughts on the parade? We'll get to the team at large, whether it's still the Super Bowl game, the team, the season, whatever angle you want to touch on. John, let's start parade and what struck us. Let me start with this. Pure joy, if I could sum it up in two words, pure joy.
Yeah, I think joy is definitely applicable.
You know what I mean?
Like, joy is at top of mind.
My God.
I've never seen a day that was more picturesque than that parade day.
Yeah.
I mean, from start to finish, we were out there early, and oh my gosh, it was so beautiful.
It was.
Just the scene as we're there, you know, atop the roof of the Logan, which was incredible. Incredible.
For those who couldn't see where we were, we had an incredible vantage point. We really did.
Just overlooking the parkway, we could see our way to the art museum. But just the sky, you know, it was such a picture-perfect day. The blue, the cloudlessness. It was like God was complicit with us as Eagles fans to make the most beautiful day possible for our parade celebration.
Could use a little more heat.
A little cold.
Well, okay.
More heat.
Once the sun came out, it is what I'm talking about. Before the sun came out, it was a little frigid.
I'd say a little more heat. You know, a little more heat.
That would have been nice.
A little more heat, a little less mayor. But, you know, All right, so look, pure joy and what John's saying, it was picturesque. You know, there's two moments for me that stood out the most. And I'm fascinated to know what hit you the most, because there were all the speeches. There's all the stuff as the floats are going by, different neighborhoods. Two things really hit me the most. First off, let me tell you, this is the first parade I ever saw. So I didn't see 08 Phils and I didn't see 2017 Eagles, and that may surprise you. Those are the basic facts. We did a show during 2017, but we didn't have a vantage point to actually see the parade. That's God's honest truth. So the first thing that really hit me, and it hit me in a really powerful way, was, and I think it was Nick Sirianni, although I'm going to tell you full disclosure, I'm not even exactly sure, but it looked to me like Sirianni. I saw someone, it was right as the float came in front of me for the first time. We had the big high vantage point. And I saw someone, and I think it was Sirianni, lift up the Lombardi trophy as the float went by. It was just like, it was not visible. And then all of a sudden, I saw a left hand raise the Lombardi trophy up high. And that hit me in a very powerful way. I mean, I was, you know, FaceTiming my brother, FaceTiming my sister. Like, for me, that was one of my two favorite moments. The other one, and this one also I thought was phenomenal and powerful, when Brandon Graham double-barreled it up there on the podium.
Put my other trophy right? up here. Where's my other trophy?
Give me the other trophy. Like, obviously, there's four Eagles that have won two. You know, we know the list. But again, if you're unfamiliar, it's B.G. Lane and the two specialists, you know, Jake Elliott and Lovato, the long snapper. But to see, to visually see, for me it was the first time, maybe for you, I don't know. For me to visually see, and I think for most of us it probably was, for the first time, Lombardi Trophy number one, 2017. Lombardi Trophy number two, 2024. Side by side, it said to me, this is our new reality. This is congratulations to Brandon Graham and three others, and Howie and Jeffrey, and a couple select people that have been part of both, Stoutland, guys like that. But also, this is the organization's new reality for all moving forward, and for fans, for
That's
us.
Amassed
this
these
is this
trophies.
Is a this is a shift. Yeah. Like, we were so accustomed for so many decades to be starving, and we just had a big old meal. We digested it, but we get to look at it for the rest of our lives. John, a psychological, emotional, intellectual shift for me, and I'm sure for most of us as fans, double-barreled, two Super Bowl trophies, it's a new reality.
I love that part. I love that part. I love the fact that we all know, and this team knows, and we all feel the reality that they're so stacked, that they are so in such good shape moving forward. And I know we've got cap stuff going, you know, we've got guys we need to re-sign and this and that, but the youth, the talent that's been assembled here, you know, this team is that good, and we should feel that great about where it's headed. This team is worth celebrating, and I don't think it stops, you know, now that the Super Bowl and the parade are over.
Right.
They feel really good about their chances.
Yeah.
I agree with you, putting those two trophies up there, it sets a new precedent.
Powerful.
A new expectation.
Yeah.
We all understand how great we can be moving forward. We can string together some of this excellence as, you know, I don't know what that looks like. I've never experienced anything like that.
Well, it looks like KC. It looks like New England. It looks like Denver in the 90s.
Personally,
it looks like Dallas.
I don't know what that looks like.
Okay.
I've never felt that. I can only imagine how wonderful that must be.
Yeah.
But again, these kids who are young kids in Philadelphia now, they're going to be the advantaged kids in terms of their fandom. I always felt so jealous of those guys, like up in Boston. they had everything, right?
Yeah,
like, those kids don't appreciate. They don't appreciate winning because they always do it. Now, our kids have that winning advantage. They understand the confidence that comes with being awesome, being so incredible that you're head and shoulders above the rest of the NFL.
And you know what, John? I just had to get near the age of 50 to get it myself.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
I look
Me
two,
too.
215.
I don't care because it's awesome.
Yeah, it is a great feeling.
And I love the fact that I got to go enjoy that parade with my daughter. We fended our way through the crowd.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, we're just screaming to the heavens, we are the greatest thing in the world. And oh my gosh, staring at my daughter who just turned 18 years old, it is like, it feels like I've passed something down of such great significance.
That's really nice, man. Yeah. That's really nice. Look, 215-592-9494 to hear from you on what stood out parade day, or even just, you know, in a grander sense, this team, this season. You know, we'll look back at the game. The game, I guess, was now 9 days ago. Seltzer, what's hitting you here, man?
Yeah, that I went into the parade with, this is going to be the best day ever expectations, and it exceeded those, somehow exceeded those expectations. And the coolest thing, like, for me, it was the best day ever. Last time, as you mentioned, I got to see the trophy, but we were doing the show. We got to talk about it, all that. So I didn't get to experience the parade. Like, 2008, I was there. I don't remember it, like, in a real way. You know, I had flashes of it. And I got to be with my daughter, my brother, and my wife for the parade. Like, I got to my daughter, the first thing I did when I walked out of the Logan, I saw my daughter and she runs 20 feet and jumps into my arms. She's yelling Eagles chants. And the coolest thing, though, for me was my experience was best day ever. It was so cool, whether it was talking to people I knew who were there, it was on Twitter, it was the players themselves. It felt like it was everyone's best day ever. It felt like everyone I heard from, no matter where they were, no matter how you experienced it, you had the best day of your life. And that, like, how many, for millions of people to do that together and for the players to feel it, joyous.
I'm with you, man. Look, 215-592-9494 to react. And I also want to say something about the team, because while the day, Friday, was awesome. I don't want to lose sight of the team at large and what they just accomplished and the methodology in which they accomplished this. Let me just say this. You know, I was thinking about it over the weekend, and I can say with certainty the 2024 Eagles are as tough, and this is something we really admire in Philadelphia. It's part of why Rocky is our guy from a fictional standpoint, because he was tough. The Eagles were as tough as any team I've ever seen in Philadelphia sports. Tough. And, of course, I'm defining that two different ways, as Sirianni frequently defines it two different ways, as toughness can be defined really two different ways. Physical toughness, mental toughness. Physical toughness, I mean kicking ass along the line of scrimmage. Kicking ass. The blocking of guys like AJ, who have the stature to appear to be physically tough, but you got to see it and want it. And Devontae Smith, who does not have the stature to supposedly be a great blocker, but was anyway. Physically tough. Jalen Hurts, the tush push. Physically tough. Then there's mental toughness. These guys dealt with the end of 2023, the criticism that followed for about 7 or 8 months until the season started. They dealt with a lot of stuff, including a very bizarre start to the season, September and October, 2-2. A bye week with scorn. A game versus Cleveland with consternation, both during it and after it. The head coach, who was a massive focal point of criticism in town. Mentally tough, resilient. Look, there's a couple that come to mind in Philly sports history, and obviously the Flyers of the 70s would be one. No question, okay? The Phillies, the way they battled through the Astros in the 80s, a big one. And the 0-1 Sixers, even though they didn't win at all, okay, it was more of a talent issue that didn't win at all. It wasn't that they weren't physically or mentally tough. They were as physically and mentally tough as they needed to, as they could be. This team, John, like, I know for you, and I think of the guys that went before, and I'm not just talking about Eagles. I'm talking about Bobby Clark. I'm talking about Rick Mahorn. Like, anybody who made their bones in sports with toughness, John's got to admire this team, man. My God. Could not be more physically or mentally tough than this team was.
No, there's a, my gosh, there's like a West Coast, like when I went out to the Pac-10, there was a feeling out there where you just air the ball out, you know, once upon
that.
A time. It really did feel like a different brand of football. This brand of football, and back then it was like the Big Ten, they did the 10 yards in a cloud of dust thing. Like, this is the 10 yards in a cloud of dust thing. This is old school football, and this is what was necessary. This needed to happen in the NFL. I'm so glad. I'm so proud that our team is the one who brought it back.
Yeah.
That's so cool, because it does tap into our identity as a city. It matters to me that we did it this way.
I'm with you, man. Look, good morning, Tim. Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie.
Got a brand new trophy, baby.
Brand new trophy, that's right. All right, what stood out to you from the parade? We're going to get to a lot of audio today, both parade speeches, but also the speeches the players gave the day before the Super Bowl, the night before the Super Bowl. Ooh. Some fascinating audio. Really great stuff.
I can't get enough of all this. Like,
I know.
Pump it all into my veins.
All right, let's go to the phones. Your reaction to it all, Liam, in Deptford, New Jersey. What's going on, Liam?
Nothing much, man. I'm excited about the Eagles. I think we're going to win again next year.
Well, Liam, we got a good shot to do great things.
Yeah, they really do.
This team is in a good spot.
Really. It's a shame Howie Rosen got hit with a beer can at the parade.
Yeah, well, that was pretty, that's rough.
Two women got shot.
Well, Liam, for the combine coming up, he's officially listed as probable. So I guess he's going to live.
Philly's baseball coming up, too.
Yeah, I'm excited for the Phillies, man. I really am. All right,
oh,
Liam,
yeah,
good stuff, buddy. I'm glad you're pumped up. Yeah, the hit with the can, I mean, look, stuff's going
to
happen. It was unfortunate, but he played it off well.
He couldn't have played it off better.
Played
he
it
had
off
the
great.
Line of the parade.
Yeah.
Like, come on. I bleed for
yes.
this city,
all right,
man.
Rhea, what struck you parade day?
So I was going back to my house because my son was meeting me there, and I had my friends, my best friend was flying in from Florida, literally landing at 9:30.
Yep.
So I get there, I get to my house. There is no parking in South Philly. I mean, zero. So for the first time, I'm now officially, I text James a picture, officially a South Philadelphian. I parked on my sidewalk.
There you go.
Like everybody else in the neighborhood. I was very proud. We walked up to Broad and Packer, so we got to see them as they started out. And it was a really cool moment because back when they won the first one in 2017, I didn't go to the parade because he was 8. So this one, he's there, and his favorite player is Cooper DeJean. DeJean comes running over to our side where we're standing there, and he just my son's kind of chill. He's not like his mother at all. He's not crazy. He lost his mind. So that was just so much fun. I mean, and they were all coming over. Saquon came. That was the coolest part to me. How they got off the buses and they were coming over to, you know, Jalen Hurts high-fiving people with a cigar in his mouth and the trophy in the other hand. That's what I really liked, that they kind of brought the fans into
Very
it.
Very interactive.
Yes.
It was really, really, really cool. Look, it was an all-time party. We'll ask you our Twitter poll question of the day today, brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. With Armin, of course, they've got the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now. Started at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Poll question, did the Eagles Super Bowl parade, which was, put another way, an Eagles Super Bowl party, did it live up to your expectations? A, yes. B, no. You certainly can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. By the way, when you call in today, chance to win a cool prize, as we were giving away today and all throughout this week, a pair of tickets to see Dave Matthews. Dave Matthews is going to be touring here in the area coming up this summer, July 25th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion to see the great Dave Matthews. Tickets go on sale 10 a.m. coming up this Friday. So tickets not yet on sale, but will be on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. You can win them before they even go on sale today, which is very cool. And here's how you can do that. In honor of the Eagles Super Bowl championship, and the multiple parties that, like, let's count the parties. There was the Eagles team party Sunday after they'd won the game.
Like, locker room, you're talking.
Locker room.
Oh, that was a party.
There was the party in the streets of Philadelphia that night.
Broad Street, absolutely.
And all throughout the surrounding region, Delaware
Frankfurt
Valley.
Thing.
There was everyone's individual Super Bowl party where they watched the game before they perhaps went out in the street.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was this thing on Friday called a parade.
Yep.
Now, that is at a minimum four parties, and I think I'm missing a couple. Look, here's the deal. For the Dave Matthews tickets today, not an Eagles Super Bowl party, you got to give us a great fictional party. A lot of parties in books, movies, shows, the whole deal. When you think of a big old party and a great one, best fictional party, whoever provides it, is going to win the tickets to the Dave Matthews concert coming up July 25th. Hit us up, a fictional party, 215-592-9494. John Ritchie, first crack, what are you thinking?
Oh, man, this is the foundation of the whole movie, Old School, the Frank the Tank.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, unveiling. It was supposed to be Mitch's return to, I don't know, adult life, and it was really, hey, we're gonna pull Frank the Tank out of the garage.
Tastes so good when it hits your lips.
Let him go streaking.
Yeah, come on.
It tastes so good when it hits your lips.
Fill it up again.
Let me tell you something. Yeah.
Snoop Dogg was there.
Yeah, there are a lot of parties of that ilk. That's one of the best. Don't get me wrong. But high school movies have parties, college movies have parties, and that was obviously old men looking to get back to the college days. All right, yeah. Seltzer, when you think of a fictional party, what hit you?
Yeah, I'll leave winning answers on the board, but this is a fun one. And this should be on your list of Mr. I'm going to catch up on movies I haven't seen. When there is a trunk full of beer, I think that's a...
Hold on. Did you hear him there?
I caught it.
That was really... I don't even know what to say. That was like an extended, elongated version.
It was good. I'll pull it. Don't worry.
I'll give you a clean one, by the way. Here we go. Everyone.
What are we doing? Are you trying? Is the challenge to make the grossest sound possible?
Well, now he just did.
I'm in a good mood. I'm sounds like a party.
If there's a trunk full of beer, that's a party I want to be at. Yeah. I'll go with Dazed and Confused, the scene at the end.
You got it.
Oh, nice.
Rhea, give me a big time answer for a party.
I love the party scene in 16 Candles at Sam Ryan's house.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just in... You, that's the party you wanted to go to as a high school.
Yeah, and the one kid ends up under the glass table.
Yes, Anthony Michael Hall.
Yeah, look, so many big answers. I'm going to tell you one. I haven't seen it in 30 years, so I apologize for not knowing a precise fact about this party to give you. But I just remember with Kid in Play. And was that the name of the movie, John?
House Party.
House Party.
So there you go.
House Party. Kid in Play, and much of the movie was a party. And Kid in Play, that was about 30 years ago or so. Well, House
was
Party.
A while back.
Look, it was a really good movie, and I haven't seen it in a while. I should again. Look, give
I
us.
I had the kid in play hairstyle for my sixth grade school picture.
Yeah, it doesn't work for
I
you.
And I got ridiculed for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah, John, 30 years later, I can tell you it won't work. I didn't mean it.
It was just like it just stood up. I didn't push it down. I didn't like squash it down.
Yeah.
And it just kept growing up, and it looked a lot like kid
I would
play.
Say Nerlens Noel in his Kentucky days could pull that off. John Ritchie. Yeah. Could not pull that off.
That was sweet. Who was the other one? Who was it? J.R. Reed had a really
Daddy,
cool...
I don't remember.
Armin Gilliam.
Well, Armin Gilliam was a whole nother
that
matter.
Was,
yeah.
That
the
was,
Hammer! Yeah. All right, give us a great answer here for a fictional party. Great to be with you on this Tuesday morning. It feels like a Monday because a lot of people, including Alf, were off yesterday with President's Day. My day, if you will. But we're all back together. You know,
your day.
What is my day?
Just don't acknowledge it.
Foreshadowing. All right, so we're in a good mood. A lot is really, 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 really good. Let me give you one negative. James, could there possibly be one negative related to the Eagles winning the Super Bowl?
I struggle to see what it is.
You ready for this? It may or may not result in the publication of my book being pushed back. I'm just saying it may or may not. So that may or may not give you a clue what the book may.
So it's both a positive and a negative I would say.
I'm just saying. We'll see. We'll see.
Or just a positive and positive for people who don't ever want the book to come out, right?
You know what? Maybe this book will just never come out. Maybe
it would be a great bit if you just didn't write a book and just talked about your book coming out all the time.
It's almost like if the NBA had a slam dunk contest and constantly had a guy not in the NBA win the slam dunk contest. I mean, that would never happen. Sometimes we put like the 45 second rule on ourselves. Here we go.
Well, he's in the NBA.
No, but he's not. He's not. He's in the D League.
It's the G.
Well, I call it D because I don't go by sponsor names. look, here's my 45 seconds. Disgraceful weekend. You know, the players just don't try. So then you get Mickey Mouse.
Well, at least LeBron, canceled like 5 minutes before.
I mean, you got a guy in the minor leagues that wins the Major League Dunk Contest Award.
He does dunk.
He's a great dunker. Most people in America didn't watch any of it. Most people in America did not watch any of it. And I'll say this, no doubt in my mind, because I was one of them. A lot of people around here did not know it was the All-Star Weekend until like Saturday night. I had no idea. No idea. Wasn't paying any attention. All right, James, you have 5 seconds to the All-Star.
We're like right on time, so we're good. I got nothing. It stunk. I put it on my second TV, and I couldn't even like lock in on it. I just turned it off after
that. It's so crazy. All right, and the Phils are headed to, are in spring training, which is exciting. I think they're going to have a great year. We'll get into that, and obviously we'll also get to some of these speeches from the last week or so, some really notable stuff with the Eagles. All right, let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Debbie right now. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning. How are you guys? I am still on a high from this past crazy 10 days.
As you should be, Debbie.
As you.
It was just magnificent.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We did the parade. The first parade, we got there at 4 a.m. We were on Broad Street. I was the chick that was up against the barricade. It was the coldest 6 hours of my life, the best 15 minutes. But it was freaking awesome. We got all the pictures. When we're gone, our son will remember it. This time, we were at a friend's house. Shout out to Chrissy and Adam, the best party throwers ever for a Super Bowl party. And, we were at their house at 6 a.m. By 7:30, there were about 70 people in the house, and we walked to Marconi Park and all watched the parade.
That's great.
Just magnificent.
And Debbie, extra points for you for being the chick to call yourself a chick. I admire that.
Strong work right there.
I'm a big fan. And a lot of people, not PC. Yeah, enough.
That's great. That's awesome.
Let's be humans now. Come on.
You know what? My belief in PC is if I said it when I was in high school, I should still allowed to say it in my
Well, that's not going to get you in trouble.
With some exceptions. Some exceptions
some
there, Debbie.
Exceptions. Yes, some exceptions. Agreed.
All right, Debbie, I'm glad you enjoyed the parade. It was quite a party. Give me a fictional party.
Only Rodney Dangerfield would remodel his whole entire dorm room to throw a rager party in back to school.
That's a good answer right there. He had it going in back to school. I like that answer. Let's talk to Dan in Philadelphia. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, y'all. What's up?
Hi, Dan. Lots.
Yeah, I know. Look, the parade was amazing. We were down there at like 7 o'clock right at Broad and Packer. Rhea, I'm assuming you live somewhere right
there. Yes, yeah.
So, you know, now that we're going to be having these parades every year, every other year, you know, the city has to do a better job of getting people out of those neighborhoods. We parked right in front of, like, Chickies and Pete's. It took an hour and a half to move one block. Like, everything was shut down there.
Well, Dan, let me ask you this, because you're a smart guy, and I didn't see that, so I can't speak to it with any detail. But what realistically do you think they could have done differently or better? From what I saw, which was only a limited portion of the parade, I thought things were pretty smooth. And I know people that went to South Philly and got in and out pretty quick. So what would you advise they do differently?
All right, so what I would advise they do differently is as the parade passes, they open up that particular block to get out, and, you know, each block, as opposed to waiting, you know, to open everything up at once.
Okay.
Once that portion of the parade is gone, there's no reason to still have it shut off.
Like, that's actually a fair point.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because it was, like, Joe, I walked home.
Yeah.
It was, every side street was massive gridlock.
It sounds like, Dan, what you're saying, like at a funeral, after the procession has gone by at the end, the people in the front row start leaving,
and you begin the process. And I mean, I sound like I'm complaining, but I'm not. But like an hour and a half to move one block up,
yeah.
it was absolutely insane. But the parade was amazing. My friend had this cutout sign of Saquon doing the backwards jump. Everybody, all the players came over and took pictures. It was pretty awesome. But I don't think I could sit in my car for another hour and a half next time. So I'm just gonna watch it from TV.
Wow. Okay. Well, it's
to accept that, you know.
Just park and go into Chickies and get a drink.
I mean, I do know this, Dan. Some people had a better experience than you.
Yeah.
So
I had a great experience. It was just leaving. That's all.
Well, no. I mean, that affected your experience. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, my brother went to South Philly, got in, got out with ease. Like, with ease. So, you know, I don't know, you know, what makes him smarter than you, but apparently he is.
Maybe he parked further away,
yeah,
like whatever.
Yeah! Take that, Dan! It's not just the Hammer, it's the Hammer's family, right?
Is his last name DeCamera?
Yeah.
I doubt he's smarter than me.
DeHammer! Brother! All right, Dan, give me a big answer, my man. What was the great fictional party?
It's the hottest ticket, the most mysterious party, the Great Gatsby.
Oh, interesting, yeah.
Really good answer.
Yeah, the beginning of the movie, there's a couple parties, including the first, the book, the whole deal. The Great Gatsby is a big answer. I like that one a lot.
What about your experience, Joe?
After our show?
Yeah.
Good question. So,
did you, like, hang out? Amy,
oh, man.
And...
yeah, it was great. So after the show, where we were at the Logan, we had a vantage point that I said, all right, I think I'm going to stay here. I wasn't sure.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
It really was a postcard.
It was. We had a spectacular view.
Yeah, the spot overlooking the entire parkway, yeah. And you could see down to the art museum. I could not imagine how beautiful that must have been later in the day, but it felt like, man,
yeah.
I got to get out there into that.
So I was tempted to get out there and get into that, very tempted, but I also knew a few things. Had a great vantage point, had TVs so we would be able to see and hopefully hear the parade speeches if we wanted to see and hear them that way, which is ultimately what we went with. And we had free drinks and we had food. And so, like, I just stayed there.
Wow, you went cushy town.
I did.
Cushy town.
The least shocking thing that's ever happened. I mean,
can
come
you believe
on.
This guy?
If we could have predicted it.
We fought our way up to the steps of the art museum.
You're a tough guy. To make you happy.
It was worthwhile.
So what was that like? Tell me that.
It was so worth it. Are you kidding me? Well, yeah. Somehow my daughter Marlo met up with her friends.
That's nice.
Right in front of the museum. I thought for sure there's just no way in the world we're going to be able to, you know, because phones weren't really working. Everything was jammed up. She met her friends. I was able to, like, find Alicia, my girlfriend,
yep.
who was also, she was working. And I got a chance, you know, I'm familiar, I'm friendly with the CBS 3 guys.
Look
at
you.
I got to talk to Don Bell.
Don Bell's a good dude.
In front of the art museum.
Yep.
Like, I was up there standing next to the chairs where the family was waiting, you know, for the rest of the buses to come in.
That's cool.
And I just felt like, holy cow, how in the world did I get up here? It doesn't seem like it makes any sense at all. Again, the most beautiful sky I've ever seen, the most excitement in the air I've ever felt. And here I am standing at the art museum.
Yeah.
And it just felt like a dream. It felt like a dream that never, ever should have come true, and yet somehow it did. And I got, I'll never forget it.
Look, there's a lot of thank gods. I'll say this. Thank God Jalen Carter on third and fourth down, because I do think they were the two most important plays of the season. There were other plays that I think 10 years from now will be more remembered. But those were the two plays where the season hung in the balance. They were the only two plays where the season hung in the
Jalen
balance.
Jalen Carter's going to have a lot more plays where he hangs the season in the balance and does great things
he was
for
unbelievable,
our
man.
Team. Yes.
He may or may
he's
not
only
be
get better.
James, he may or may not be featured in my book.
I see what you're doing here.
All right, let's get to Nick Sirianni at the parade. Obviously, there were a lot of speeches on Friday. Sirianni did not go full throttle. I was hoping he'd crank it up.
I liked what he did.
Well, it was...
He stuck with his theme.
He did.
Humility, man. He showed humility throughout all this.
I know. He pointed the spotlight outward on everyone else but himself. And that's just kind of the way it's worked since the Cleveland week, I guess it was. Since that game, he's done it this way, and I appreciate that.
It's just not...
He deserves a lot of credit,
for
how much he got crushed here, Nash, the whole thing, to be able to... From that game on, from the Browns, he reined it the hell in. Like, there was not one moment that people
you wanted
go
a little
after
petty.
Him for.
I'll just say this. It was not approved.
We know.
It might be Joe DeCamera. It might be Joe DeCamera approved, but not approved.
What would you have had him say?
Oh.
From
my first press conference, they were giving me crap. Right. Who's the winner now? You know, trophy, suck it.
Really? All sorts of stuff.
I like James' speech.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I like that. That's pretty good.
So obviously Sirianni went with class, and that is hammer.
What do I do here? I win Super Bowls. That's what I do here.
Right, exactly. So I was torn. On one hand, obviously, I get it. You want him to be classy, the whole deal. On the other hand, it would have been fun if he cranked it fully up. He did not, but it was still very nice. Here's Sirianni.
I told these guys in December, we had three out of the last four at home, and we were practicing outside every day, practicing at the stadium every other couple days. And I said, hey, we're going to have to go to the Super Bowl, and to win that Super Bowl, we're going to have to go out in Lincoln Financial in front of the best fans in the world. All right, and win some games. And we did exactly that. And like I said to these guys all the time, you can't be great without the greatness of others. And we look at all these guys that we have on this stage of how that really stays true to the team, right? Team's not celebrated enough. This team is special. And we can't be great without the greatness of others, and that certainly applies to our fans. So thank y'all for all your support. And one more time this season, E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
That was a nice job. Nice job by Nick. So let me ask a question. Aside from the guys who were too drunk to speak, which probably were a couple.
There were a few, it seemed, from the parade videos we saw.
Quinion Mitchell is probably still drunk.
Yeah. Let me ask this question, because I wondered it on Friday before the speeches happened when we were doing our show. I never got to it, but I just want to pose this question. Who do you think made the decision, you get to speak, you don't get to speak? Who is that person? Is that Howie? Is that Nick? Because 53 guys didn't get... Well, but it can't be PR. Like, James, who makes that... First of all, Zach Bond, why not?
Look,
was he too drunk?
We know it's an...
Zach Bond deserved to speak.
He was not too drunk. He seemed really with it. But
I thought so, too. Where was he?
It was a collaborative decision,
Joe. Oh, for
Joe.
The love of God.
Of course it was.
Rhea, solve the puzzle for me. Because it is an interesting one. They all contribute, some in more ways than others. Who makes the decision, you get to speak, you don't get to speak?
I'm assuming it's the captains.
That's interesting.
You know, Lane, Jalen, you know, Brandon, who else? AJ Brown.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they're the ones who are in charge of the players.
Yeah, that could be. It was one of those dynamics, John. I've always wondered about that at a speech.
I think it's parade. Higher up than
coach or
the players. Yeah, I think it comes from
the guys
Howie,
were pretty fast.
Coaching staff, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think that, you know, left to a council of captains and that sort of thing, it just seems a little bit too big for that.
But if you say to the captains, look, guys, we get 14 guys, so choose. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
I just feel like it's probably the coaches. Howie and the coaching staff.
All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to an old school name. Raymond giving us a call. Good morning, Raymond.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
How are you, sir?
Look, Raymond.
I am good. My call will be resolute and very serious. First off, kudos to whoever came up with playing James Brown, Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. That's from 1964.
That is seltzer.
I'm 70 years old. You guys don't know anything about that. I was like, whoa, that was right on time. But listen, number one, guys, please, because I called maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and Rhea at the time was the only one that was there, and I asked Angelo, I said, Angelo, this is Black History Month, and with all of the sports contributions that African Americans have made to sports, how can it be that in the fourth or fifth largest market on the number one, clearly number one sports radio station in Philadelphia, there's never, ever a Black spotlight about an African American pertaining to sports? And the response that I got was to have Shirley call in with buffoonery. I'll move on.
Well, let me ask you a question. What sort of spotlight do you want? I mean, we talk about all sorts of Black players and white players with frequency. What type of spotlight are you looking for?
No, Joe, with specificity, there should be a spotlight to say 1932, Jesse Owens, blah, blah, blah. Jim Brown was the greatest running back, blah, blah, blah. I'm not talking about generic stuff. Of course, if you ever
I got you. So a feature. I got you. So sort of a feature. You'd like a feature where there's a moment where we kind of stop the presses for 30 or 60 seconds and say, let's focus on this.
Okay. That is all that I'm saying. Okay. It never happens. I don't know if it's because you got a predominantly white audience and they would be offended. I don't know, but I'm being serious.
No, I know you're offended. I know you're
okay, but I'm offended that it never happens ever. Okay. Now I'll move on. I think you guys have the greatest show. John Ritchie is my favorite by far. I travel the country. I listen to sports radio. I have never heard anybody, Joe, more cerebral, more mellifluous, better looking than John Ritchie.
That's great.
Why he's not on national, forget radio, TV, I don't know. Maybe that's a John.
Well, he was there. He kind of got booted out by ESPN about 10 years ago. So he sort of made it and then toppled down. And I'm not ripping him. I had the same thing. I was on ESPN radio and I got toppled down. So these things happen.
He's awesome. pertaining to the movie.
Sure, sir. Go ahead.
I will go with, there was a scene in a movie called Friday where they had a party going on. However, I will decline. As I said, I'm 70. I'm African American. Don't think I have any minute interest in seeing Dave.
Dave Matthews. Dave, no problem. Dave, all good.
Just keeping it real. And my last question.
Yes, sir.
Who do you guys think the Eagles, because obviously we're losing some players.
Yep.
Who do you think will be the two or three players that they will target? Guys, you are great. Thanks for taking me.
Thank you, Raymond. Appreciate your call. That's a good question. John, I mean, so there's target and then there's get, because they can target but might not get them. I'll ask you the question, John, this way. Who do you think, Howie, of the main four that he had that are free agents, who do you think he most wants to keep?
Well, I think he most wants to keep all four.
No, one's got to be above the rest. Who is it?
I think you have to weigh the cost.
I'm aware of that.
The cost of an edge rusher and a three technique D tackle is going to be a lot higher than the cost of an off ball inside linebacker.
I think Milton Williams is going to get the most.
I think it's possible Milton Williams or Josh Sweat gets a ton of money that we just, it would be unwise to match if you're the Eagles.
It is the main reason how they won the Super Bowl, though. I will say the front four.
Okay.
So I know that
Miles Garrett's out there wanting to go play for a team that has a chance to win a Super Bowl. I'm going to do whatever I can to make this Miles Garrett land.
Yeah.
He is amazing, Joe.
I know he is.
And remember, Saquon Barkley changed the way everything looks for our offense. Miles Garrett coming off the edge. Every team has to completely change the way they try to protect you. And then when you have Jalen Carter inside as well, oh my goodness.
I'll just say this, because it's a fascinating conversation and one we'll get into more in the next 2 to 3 weeks leading into free agency. I'll say these two facts. I think most Eagles fans want Bond back the most of the main four. I know Howie Roseman historically would prefer one of the two defensive linemen.
Probably Milton because he's younger.
That's
right. But it's so much money. They've gone to where they've priced themselves out of the Eagles. Like, it's just not, it doesn't make sense to pay that much anymore.
It's pretty amazing. I mean, there's options, but you're probably going to lose somebody. All right, 215.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nix Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.